I want to start with a moment Lisa had on a Saturday afternoon, about 2 years after her divorce was done. She was sitting at her kitchen counter with a cup of coffee, and she reached for her phone to call someone, and she realized she did not know who to call. Not because she had no one, she had folks you barely know, coworkers, a couple of distant cousins. But the people she could just call, no reason, just to talk. That list had gone almost empty, and she had not noticed it going. The divorce took a lot. The couple friends quietly picked sides. The social calendar that used to run itself had been the two of them, and now it was just her. She looked up, and her circle had a crater in it. And the worst part, for Lisa, was not the loneliness exactly. It was the feeling underneath the loneliness. This quiet hum of something wrong with her, some failure she could not name, as if a person who was really okay would simply have people. Maybe you have felt something like that crater. Maybe yours came from a divorce, or a move, or a job that ended, or a season that scattered the people you counted on, or just the slow drift of busy years that nobody meant to happen. If you have, hold on to Lisa, because this whole show is built around what she did next. Here is the idea from the first book, and it changes the whole frame. We carry a quiet belief that a real circle, close friends, people who show up, people you can call, is something a well-adjusted person just naturally has. That if you are doing life right, the circle takes care of itself. And if it thins out, that is some sign about you, your personality, your effort, how likable you are. That belief is the thing that puts that quiet hum under the loneliness, the feeling Lisa had. But the belief is wrong. A circle is not something you possess. It is something that is built and maintained, and big life events scatter it. Divorce, a move, kids, retirement, a death, a fight that nobody fully recovered from, a pandemic year that lasted two, these break up circles. That is not a sign you failed at being a person. That is physics. Things that are not maintained fall apart. Here is the half of that idea that matters most. If a circle is built and maintained rather than simply owned, then a thinned out one can be rebuilt by exactly the same process that built it the first time. Lisa has not lost the ability to have people. She has been handed a construction project. And a construction project is something you can actually run. Let me show you how it happens. Because if you understand the shape, the guilt goes away. Imagine a group of friends in their late 20s. They do not have to try very hard to stay close. They live near each other. They work at similar hours. They are all in roughly the same season of life. The friendship runs itself on shared schedules and shared geography. Then one of them moves for a job. One has a baby. One goes through something hard and gets quiet. One gets wrapped up in a new partner. None of them meant to drift. None of them stop liking each other. But the conditions that were doing the work got removed, and nobody replaced those conditions with anything, and slowly the circle just thinned. This happens to every circle. It is not a failure. It is a design gap. The circle was held together by conditions, and when the conditions changed, nobody had a plan. The people who keep circles for a long time are not doing it by force of personality or magic-like ability. They are doing one concrete thing. They have replaced the conditions. They have put something in place of the shared geography, the shared schedule, the shared season. That is the whole secret. Not charm, not effort, in the vague sense, a structure you choose and keep. So here is where Lisa's story turns and why it matters. About 6 months after that Saturday with the coffee, she stopped waiting to feel better and did one small thing. She named it. She said it out loud to herself, without shame, my circle thinned out, and I am going to rebuild it. That sentence sounds simple, but it is actually doing something important. It is taking a vague ache, the loneliness, the hum, the feeling of something wrong, and turning it into a project. A project has a start date. A project has steps. A project is a thing you work, a little at a time, whether or not you feel ready on a given Tuesday. And here is the thing about that first naming. It was already a move toward people, not away from them. Lisa was not sitting there diagnosing herself or grading her social skills. She was doing something harder and more generous. She was deciding that her circle mattered enough to work on and that the people in it, present and future, were worth the effort of a rebuild. That is already a kind of giving. And giving, it turns out, is exactly how you start. Here is the thing that stalls most rebuilds before they ever really start. And I want to say it plainly so you can catch it if it is happening to you. People wait. They wait until they feel like themselves again. They wait until the pain of the divorce, or the move, or the loss goes down a little. They wait until they have more energy, more confidence, more of whatever they think they are missing. That waiting makes perfect sense. You feel depleted, and the idea of putting yourself out there when you are depleted feels backwards and a little risky. So you wait. But here is the problem. Loneliness is the very thing stealing the energy you are waiting for. Researchers who study friendship across many years have found something that is easy to state but hard to sit with. The less connected people are, the harder connecting feels, and the harder it feels, the less they do it, and around it goes. You cannot wait your way to feeling ready. You have to build your way to it. Now, I can hear the pushback, and it is a fair one. If I reach out before I feel ready, I will come across as needy or desperate, and I will push away the exact people I am trying to bring closer. That is a real worry, and I am not going to wave it off. But here is what is true. Nobody who got close to someone regrets that the other person reached out first. Reaching out first is not needy. Reaching out first is generous. It is the one who goes first, who pays the small social cost of the opening move, and that small give is exactly the first brick of the jar. So let me tell you why reaching out first works, not just in the feeling good sense, but in the practical how circles, actually rebuild sense. Every circle is, at its core, a place where people give and receive. The circle stays alive because things keep moving through it. Attention, help, time, a kind word, a favor, a check-in. When the circle thins out, the flow stops. There is nothing moving. It is like a creek that has run dry. The way you restart a creek is not to wait for rain. You go upstream and you get something moving. One small give, a text, a call, an offer to help with something, starts the flow again. It does not have to be big. It just has to move. And here is what Lisa found. When she reached out first, three things happened that she did not expect. First, almost everyone she reached out to said they had been thinking about her too. They just had not gone first either. Second, she stopped feeling like a passive person. Things happened to and started feeling like someone running a project. And third, and this is the one that still gets her, she stopped feeling as drained almost right away. Not because anyone had given her a lot back yet, but because giving, even small giving, is its own kind of fuel. The books call this the jar. You put something in, and somehow the jar holds more than you put in. Because the act of giving draws others toward you, and they put something in too, and the jar fills from more sides than just yours. Here is the turn that changes everything, and it is the one that really got Lisa. All of her worries about the rebuild. Am I likable enough? Will this be awkward? What if they have moved on without me? What if I do not have enough to offer? Every one of those was a worry about herself. And that is exactly the trap, because a circle is not about any one person. A circle is about the center. Think about a jar. A jar does not worry whether it is interesting enough to fill. A jar just holds what people bring. The question that drives a rebuild is not, what do I have to offer? It is, what does the center need? What is the thing this small group of people could all use that none of them can get alone? A standing dinner. A group chat that actually stays warm. A monthly walk. A thing you all do, in the same place, with a jar in the center that everyone drops a little something into just by showing up. When Lisa stopped asking, what is wrong with me, and started asking, what could I hold for these people, the project changed shape completely. She was not auditioning for friendship anymore. She was building a thing people could belong to. That is a completely different job, and it is one anybody can do. So here is your one thing this week. And it is small on purpose, because the whole job of a first episode is to lay the first brick and nothing more. Two steps, that is all. Step one, name it. Say it once to yourself, plainly and without a grade attached, my circle thinned out, and I am going to rebuild it. That sentence turns a weight into a project, and a project can be worked. You do not have to feel ready. You do not have to have a plan pass this week. You just have to name it. Step two, give first. Pick one person, someone you have drifted from, someone you have been meaning to reach out to, someone who is maybe carrying something right now and could use a hand. Reach out, small and real. A text is enough. A thinking of you is enough. An offer to grab coffee is enough. Do not wait to figure out what you want from them or whether they will respond the way you hope. Just give first. You are lighting one lamp. The ring is still mostly dark. That is fine. That is exactly right for where you are. One lamp lit. That is the whole job this week. So that is where the rebuild begins. Not when you feel better, not when you have a plan, not when the timing is right. It begins when you name the project and light the first lamp. Your circle thinned out because that is what circles do when conditions change and nobody replaces them. That is not a sign about you. It is a gap you can fill, one small give at a time. Name your rebuild this week. Reach out to one person and give first. Next time, we look at the thing that stalls the rebuild for almost everyone who tries. The doubt that whispers it is too late, too awkward, not worth the effort. We will get it out of the way so the building can actually start. Washed over, as always, by Daisy. See you there.